Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW.
Gary, sorry, I had to go on my soapbox there. How you doing, my friend? This is Gary Pattingale. He's a new guest to us from Mesiro. He's been with the company about 7 months. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you, John. It's great to be here.
We're going to get to know your voice very well throughout June. We're going to record some podcasts talking about a lot of stuff this month. Before we get into what we're going to talk about, you're an advanced planning specialist and a wealth advisor. What does that mean, advanced planning specialist?
That's a great question. So wealth advisor, I serve clients, but as a planning specialist, I serve as an internal resource for other wealth advisors at Mesiro. And then if there's a special situation, they'll bring me in. And my focus is on tax planning. So
ooh,
that's something that, you know, most clients don't want to pay taxes. I have yet to find one that enjoys doing that. So that's when I come in.
Do they get all the wealth advisors in a row and say, hey, we'll make the new guy be the tax guy? Or is this something you know a little thing about?
Yeah, no, I didn't pick the short straw. I'm a former practicing CPA. So I worked in public accounting and private industry. And I actually changed over to wealth advisory about 25 years ago. And it's been a great career ever since.
Tax opportunities for people are out there when it comes to retirement. I think it's something that is a little overlooked. We often look at the pile of money, hopefully, that continues to grow and go, well, we're set. Are taxes sometimes an afterthought for some people as they plan their retirement?
Yeah, it's a good question. Sometimes it's an afterthought, just making decisions without considering the tax consequences. But I've also seen the opposite, where the tax drives the decision, and perhaps too much. You know, there's a saying, and I try not to overuse it, but letting the tax tail wag the dog. So when making investment decisions, for example, do I want to sell this holding that's doing well? I don't want to pay tax. So taxes are certainly important, but it's not the primary factor when making important investment decisions.
I'm glad you said that. I think some people want to just find ways to pay less taxes when power to them. But you're right. If it handcuffs you in an important decision, selling something that's made a lot of money at the right moment and you wait and then you don't, well, then guess what? The taxes would have been way less than you just lost on that investment or something along those lines. All right, we're just getting started here with Gary Pattingale from Mesiro. Mesiro.com, 877-MESIRO. We're going to talk about Roth or not to Roth, and we'll explain in a bit. Mesiro Monday, Gary Pattingale, who just introduced himself as an advanced planning specialist, a wealth advisor here at Mesiro, knows a lot about tax planning. Okay, well, a topic that comes up when we talk about paying taxes in retirement is, am I paying out of my IRA, my required minimum distribution? Oh my gosh, I have to pay so much taxes on this sort of stuff. And then the conversations about Roths, planning ahead for tax planning, often come into the conversation as well. Gary, can you just start by just briefly explaining? I think a lot of our listeners know, but for those that just need a little refresher, the difference between an IRA and a Roth IRA, or a 401k and a Roth 401k. What does Roth mean to them?
Sure. So an IRA or a 401k is a tax advantage savings vehicle. So it has tax benefits to it, which allow you to save more at a faster clip and build your retirement savings faster, essentially. So a traditional IRA or a traditional 401k, the money goes in pre-tax, which means you're not paying tax today. It grows tax deferred, but you pay tax when it comes out at retirement. So typically that's after age 59 and a half. If you pull it out before then, there's ways to do it, but you may pay penalties. But after 59 and a half is when you would typically pull the money out. A Roth is different, whereas you're putting money in that you've already paid tax on. So paying tax now, but the trade-off is that it grows tax-free and it potentially comes out tax-free. So never paying tax again. The difference is there's no required distributions on a Roth, IRA, or 401k. That's a big benefit. It can be a tremendous vehicle for retirement if you move to a higher tax state, for example. Or if you just want more flexibility, you hear about diversification all the time on investments, right? So, you know, 401ks, Roth 401ks or IRAs can give you that.
Yeah. So just to put it in layman's terms, because a lot of this happens to our employers with a 401k, a traditional 401k, they take the money out and put it in your 401k, and then they essentially tax the rest of it. Whereas a Roth 401k, you get taxed on the money, and then you're taking some of that money that would be in your pocket and put it into your Roth 401k, right?
That's exactly right. So you're paying tax now. So when you contribute, if it's the same percentage, whether to a pre-tax or a Roth 401k, there's going to be more coming out of your paycheck because the money that goes into the 401k is being taxed. And then, you know, the money that goes into the 401k plus the taxes is coming out of your paycheck. But the benefits of not paying tax later could be much better for you. Yeah, depending on what your situation is.
So I think the simplistic view of it, someone might say, well, if you can afford to do a Roth because, you know, you're going to pay for it a little bit more now, but you'll have huge savings later. It's not that simple. I mean, part of it can be that simple. But really, I imagine what you guys preach at Mesro is the idea of having diverse options, right? Maybe it's not 100% one thing or 100% the other. You mix and match these options, right?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So, you know, typically, when does it make sense to add to a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k? You generally want to pay tax at the least when you're at your lowest tax bracket. So if you're in a lower tax bracket now, you think you're going to be in one that's higher later on, it can make sense to do a Roth today. It's really tough to know, however, when, you know, what tax rates are going to be or what tax rate you're going to be in 30 years from now, let alone next year, right? So what I've seen clients do sometimes is just split it down the middle, put some in a Roth, put some in a traditional, and then that gives them a hedge, puts them in a position to win no matter what, right? Tax rates change, laws change. It really can depend, but that can give you more flexibility down the road.
This is a John Hansen aside, not a Mesro one, but I don't know what the exact number is, but I think it's $36-some trillion in debt. I imagine that new revenues may need to be gained to eventually pay that down or get that under control. So maybe the tax structure could look different in 15 or 20 years. No guarantee, but maybe the idea of, oh, everyone pays lower taxes when they're retired may not be true, Gary.
That's exactly right, and you really don't know. So a question I often get is, should I just put everything into a Roth? If I can pay less tax now and be guaranteed to pay, you know, save money, should I do it? If you have everything in a Roth, that may not make sense. We don't know what tax rates are going to be, for example. If you're charitable, there's ways to give money to charity out of a traditional IRA or a traditional 401k rollover that goes to an IRA. Tax-free. So if you do everything and have everything in a Roth, you may lose that opportunity. So there's a lot of things that you have to think of, and it can be nuanced, but it really depends on the individual.
Speaking of nuance, is taking someone's money that was in an IRA, a traditional one, and moving it into a Roth. Very popular thing people like to do, this Roth conversion. It's not so simple, is it? There are really some numbers you have to crunch to make sure it's for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach, is it, Gary?
No, it's not. There's a lot of things you got to think about. And the three times to think about doing it is when you're at retirement. Typically, the best time to think about doing it is when you're in a lower tax bracket, before you start taking Social Security, and before you have to take money out of for required distributions. So with a traditional 401k or IRA, you have to take required distributions at 73 or 75, depending on when you're born. So with a Roth, you don't have to do that. But if you can convert from the time before Social Security starts, before the required distribution starts, that could be a really great time to look at that.
I want to make sure people understand how it works. So if you, round numbers, $100,000 in an IRA, you're going to move that into a Roth. You don't have to do it all at once, but let's say you're going to take all 100 right away. You then pay the tax. That's like income then that year. So if you made $100,000 at your job, you take 100 out of your Roth. You now made $200,000 that year. That has immediate tax implications right now that you are going to owe Uncle Sam. Right?
That is right. And that's the biggest hurdle that I see is not wanting to write that check to pay that tax, even if it can be beneficial. If you pay a lower tax rate, if you can save 10% by paying 22% versus not paying 32% later, that's a lot, right? But I see it all the time where it's really difficult for individuals to want to do that. There's other nuances, too. It's not as simple as just filling a lower tax bracket. There are things that can be triggered if you do a Roth conversion. So there's Medicare premiums, which they can increase if your income goes up. So a Roth conversion counts as income. That's one thing. Social Security, if you're taking it, that could potentially be taxed if you do a Roth conversion. So there's a lot of things you have to think about. But Roth conversions essentially are not linear. You have to really do the math on
it. So, yeah, by going from 100 to 200, broad numbers, yeah, all of a sudden now you're richer than you used to be. You don't get that Medicare benefit that you had, or not benefit, but you pay a little bit more on the premium, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Which is why I think that you guys are able to crunch numbers on an individual basis at Mesro and say, well, how about maybe this much this year we'll do it, and then maybe we plan as we go in the future, right? It's an evolving, ever-changing thing. It's not linear, as you said.
That's exactly right, and I think looking at it every year, and not everybody's got the appetite to do the full amount that could on paper benefit them, but doing a little bit and helping them understand what the tax hit's going to be can be very helpful, but it really depends on the individual, and not everybody has the desire to want to write that tax check. And you have to also look at your outside assets. So the one thing that's really important if you convert to a Roth is you don't want to withhold the money from the traditional IRA to pay that tax. You typically want to pay it with non-IRA assets. That's the way to really optimize this.
Meaning if I took $100 out and I'm going to owe Uncle Sam $20,000, I don't want to take that off the top. And then when I convert that to the Roth, put in only $80,000. No, we want that $100 to stay $100 and grow. You want to look at the savings account or another vehicle that that cash exists to pay that tax bill, which is what makes this hard. Otherwise, everyone would do it.
Exactly. And here's what makes it harder, too. If you've got investments and you have to sell something to pay a capital gain in order to pay the tax, that's all things that you have to look at. So there's all these costs that you have to consider, but there can be a lot of potential benefits. It's just you have to really do the math to figure it out.
People that do the math are the folks at Mesirow, Gary Pattengale. We're going to do a podcast each of the next 3 weeks. We're going to cover HSAs. We're going to dive a little deeper into this Roth conversion. You did a great job, my friend. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate it. It's very exciting to be here.
And check Mesirow Monday off your list of life accomplishments, okay?
All right, we'll do.
It's probably pretty low on the list, but still, it's there. Make sure you check it off. Good to talk to you, my friend.
You too. Thank you.
Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesirow advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesirow at 877-MESIROW.